Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness, across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and to also validate the victims and survivors and thrivers of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about co-parenting with a narcissistic person, y'all. So many people, like, this is one of the main questions I get on my channel. Is like, how do you co-parent with a narcissist? Co-parenting is hell. Blah, 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 boo, 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 beep, beep, beep. Y'all get it. I see it literally every single day. But every time I do a video about co-parenting, it does not do well. So many people ask about it, but then I post it. It doesn't do well. I just I don't want to talk about it. You know what I mean? But like, so if you are co-parenting with a narcissist, or think about, you're trying to, let's remove the word co in front of parenting when you deal with a narcissist. There is no co-parenting with a narcissist. Co-parenting requires somebody to be cooperative. You know what I mean? To cooperate with you. And most narcissistic people, most toxic people, are not trying to cooperate with you. So they're not trying to co-parent with you. What they do is counter-parent. Most narcissistic people, y'all, this is not all, I didn't say all, most, a lot of, whatever the numbers you have in your head, a lot of narcissistic people counterparent you, where they will just do the opposite of what you ask them to do. They will do the opposite of what you tell them to do, just for the sake of being an op. You know, that's the young folks' terminology right now, y'all. It's op, OPP, opposition. They just want to be your ops. They're not trying to team up with you. They don't want to be on the same team. Y'all are ops. You are an op in this situation. You're not. We're not teaming up. We're not a tag team. We're opposition right now. Especially if you left the relationship. If you were the one to break up with them, they definitely consider you an op. And if they consider, if they consider you an op, then they're because you hurt their feelings, because you rejected them, then they're just going to mess with you. I promise you. You want to raise, like, let's just say you're a devout Muslim. You want to raise that. You want to raise your son or daughter in the Muslim culture. You want to raise them to be, you know, have them read the Quran every night before they go to bed. But guess what? Your ex, who is a possible toxic narcissistic person, doesn't want to do that. They're going to raise them Christian. They're going to raise them Catholic. They're going to raise them to be an atheist or agnostic or something like that. They're going to do stuff just to be opposite of you. You don't want them to eat it. You want them to be vegetarian. Guess what? We're going to be in a carnivore diet in this house. You can do whatever you want to at your house. I'm going to do whatever I want to at my house. Then I'm just telling you. Remove the word co when you're trying to parent with a narcissistic person. You know what I mean? Because they're going to try to do things. They're going to threaten you and take you to court. They're going to do a lot of weird things, y'all. And especially, they're going to try to turn the kids again. They'll use the kids as leverage. So Lee, hold up, Lee. You said a lot, but you also haven't said anything. Tell us how to parent with them. If we can't co-parent with them, tell us how to parent with them, Lee. I'm getting sick and tired of you right now, Lee. You know, get to the point. Get to the meat and potatoes. Get to the point right now. So look up parallel parenting, y'all. Parallel parenting, going into the same, parallel. It looks like this. You know what a parallel, two parallel lines are lines that go in the same direction. So what you're going to do is look up parallel parenting. When you put parallel parenting into Google, let me tell you, it comes to my Google search. First thing come up, parallel parenting is a method of shared parenting in which parents interact as little as possible with each other while maintaining their relationship with their children. This can be an effective method when you and your ex have trouble with a civil relationship. Parallel parenting is pretty much you parent the way you want to parent. They are going to parent the way they want to parent. But you have to have agreed upon terms up front. You have to have agreed upon terms up front. And typically you want to get this agreement in court. The parenting schedule, the diet, whatever you want to do. You have to have this stuff agreed upon up front. But, you know, like I said, because if it's not in writing, it doesn't exist. Message to a narcissist, even if it does exist to a narcissistic person in writing, they still might go against it. You mean ops? They are your opposition. They are not your friends. They are not your family. They are your ops. You mean? So I know people go like, but Lee, that doesn't mean we have no control. On Google, if you Google, one of the biggest drawbacks with parallel parenting is that parties might not feel they get a full picture of what's going on with their child. Inevitably, they miss out on time and events with children when children are staying at the other parent's house. Yes, there's going to be some negative drawbacks to every type of parenting style that you deal with, especially with, but parallel parenting is to help you heal as well. Sometimes you can't cope. Like I said, if you have somebody that's trying to counter parent against you, then you have to parallel parent with them because they're going to say the same thing. You mean, typically when you try to parallel parent, there's like a diary or a journal that y'all share back and forth. So it minimizes contact between the two parties. Especially if you're dealing with a narcissistic person, you want to minimize contact as much as possible. You don't want this person being able to trigger you on purpose, setting you off on purpose, showing up to meetings late, showing up to exchanges and swaps late, telling the kids horrible things about you. I'm just telling y'all, it can get tough. So this is my advice. If you are with a narcissistic person, or possibly if you suspect that you're with a narcissistic person and you don't have kids by this person, do not have kids by this person. It's simply put as that right there. But we planted a family. This is my future. Okay, cool. Go ahead. If you're watching my stuff right now and you're not pregnant or you don't have this person pregnant, but you think that they're a narcissist, don't have a damn baby by that person. I understand that this person was supposed to be a part of your future. You had all these goals and dreams together. So if they're treating you terribly right now, if you think you're being gaslit and manipulated, physically, mentally, verbally abused, whatever, emotionally abused, what do you think is going to happen when a child gets into the picture? Or children, you had twins or triplets. What do you think is going to happen when you get more kids, when you get more people involved in these situations? I know if you already have them, it's too late to think about this. But if you don't have them, heed my advice right now, especially if they have a history. If they already have kids and they treat their other kids horribly, what is attractive? I was going to post this on Facebook. I was going to like, what is attractive about a partner that doesn't take care of their kids? Like, you have this partner in your life right now, and they actively don't take care of the kids that they already have. What in your damn mind makes you think they're going to take care of your kids? Are you that much better than their ex? My ex is horrible. I'm just, oh. Goose Fraba. What movie is that from? Bonus points if you know what movie this is from. I had a Goose Fraba on y'all. Because goddamn it, y'all. Please, for the love of everything holy, stop having kids by horrible people. Stop. If you don't have them right now, don't do it. Don't have them. If you already have one or two, don't have any more by them. You already got two. Three. Goose Fraba. But seriously, y'all, I want y'all to live as healthy as possible, as strong as possible, because the kids deserve to grow up better than you did. They deserve a healthy household or two separate households or something like that. You know what I mean? But parallel parenting is going to be the way a lot of times that benefits you the most. And guess what? This is going to be the pushback a lot of times, y'all. Guess what? The narcissist is not going to want to parallel parent with you, because parallel parenting means that they have to give up control of what goes on in your house as well. So guess what? They're going to counter parent your parallel parenting plan. I'm just telling you, it gets more difficult when you have kids. It just does. It just does, y'all. When you have children, it gets a lot more difficult. When you have a business together or a house together, things get a lot more difficult. But like I said, if the warning signs are there right now, they're going to always be there. So you have to, like I said, y'all, parallel parenting. Download co-parenting apps. Of course, that narcissistic person or the toxic person is rarely going to want to be on an app that they can track or whatever. They don't want to talk to you face to face. They want to try to control you face to face and things like that. They're not going to want to do anything that you want to do, y'all. They're going to push back on good suggestions that you make just because you make them. You have a great parenting suggestion because your child is getting in trouble in school. But guess what? The narcissistic person, if they have to sign off on this, they're going to push back on you because you came up with the idea. I'm just telling y'all, read, if you want to know how to deal with narcissistic people more or toxic people more, toxic environments more, read the book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. You have to make it sound like it's a win-win situation for some people like this. And and sometimes if you get them to agree to parallel parenting, they're still going to push back on you. I'm just telling you, it doesn't, like, if you don't have kids by this person, because it only goes downhill from here. I promise you. You don't have to listen to me now. You can listen to the narcissist tell you how not to parent or not to have kids by somebody. You can go out here and bend over and get your cheeks clapped by somebody, or you can go out there and bend somebody over and clap their cheeks. Y'all can have a baby right now just to spite me. Go have a baby right now just to spite Lee Hammack. You know what? I love my toxic narcissistic ex. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to have a baby with spite Lee Hammack, because I'm not going to let a narcissist tell me what to do. Bet. I want to empower y'all. Seriously, I truly want to empower y'all. So you have to take a step back, take a step, empower yourself. You have to empower yourself, y'all. I'm dead serious. But anyways, y'all, you have to stay empowered on your journey. Like I said, October 15th, Austin, Texas, we'll be doing a live in-person meet and greet Q&A workshop. Go to narcavengers.com, narcavengers.com. And today is Friday, y'all. So guess what's getting released today? The brand, I'm Worthy. I love me. Abbreviated as I am, I'm Worthy, y'all. The brand is coming out today. Join my mailing list for like a little discount code or whatever I'm going to do. I don't know. I'll have to work on it. As soon as I hop off this 101, I'm doing a 101 right now in like 18 seconds. So I have to hop off here, y'all. Anyways, y'all, if you listen to this on Apple Music or Spotify, hit that 5 stars for me. Please, please, please. Thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. I really, truly appreciate every single one of y'all, because as much as y'all learn from me, y'all say y'all learn from me, I promise you I learn even more from you. Thank you. Like and subscribe for more. Mental Illness is out. Peace. Boom.